بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد الله تبارك وتعالى ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. سورة الأنبياء, the prophets, is given this name because it includes the names of 16 prophets. Although there is some detail about Ibrahim, as Ibrahim argued with his people about the idols they worshipped and broke them and left the biggest to tell them, go and ask that big idol who broke the others. And he was arrested, and the verdict was burning with fire, and Allah sent Jibril to ask him, anything I can do? Do you need anything? And he said, not from you. And Allah ordered the fire to be cool and peace upon Ibrahim. There is mention of Lut and his rescue from the society that was heavily indulging in homosexuality. There is mention of Nuh and how the kafirs were drowned. And there is mention of Musa and the mention of Harun. And then there is mention of a father and a son, that is Dawood and Sulaiman. They both were prophets. Dawood was given authority on the mountains, on iron metal, so that he could industrially use it, and on the birds. His son Sulaiman was given authority on the wind, on the jinn working for him, and he could understand the language of the animals and the birds and the insects. And the surah relates a very interesting situation between the father and son. When a group of people went to complain that the sheep, the herd of sheep of another people, went into their agriculture and ate part of it, destroying it. And the verdict of the father was that the sheep should be given to the owner of the farm. When, however, they went and asked Sulaiman, his verdict was different and was more correct. And that is why Allah says, فَفَهَمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. We made Sulaiman understand it more, and his verdict was for the owner of the farm to keep the sheep and utilize them in milk or in wool until he gains from the sheep an equivalent amount of money to the price of the agriculture they destroyed, and then returned them back again. Obviously, Sulaiman was wiser in this respect, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, each of them we have given power and knowledge. And the theme here is that prophets are human beings. When they resort to something of their own, they can differ. And the theme, therefore, is that for us, ordinary Muslims, it is all right to differ and disagree as long as the difference does not touch the basics of Islam, then differences in the branches is all right. Then there is mention of Ayyub, who was afflicted and his endurance was quite taxed, but he kept asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inni massani ad-durr wa anta arhamur rahimin. I've been given that affliction and you are the most merciful of all the merciful, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala healed him. Also, there is mention of Ismail and Idris and Dhul-Kifl and Zakariya and Yahya. All these were prophets were tested, but they always turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is mention of Maryam, who guarded her chastity, but Allah so willed that she begets a child without a father. And some people later said that her son Jesus was the son of Allah, and the surah rebukes them severely. Then the surah presents two principles that we believe are included under the category of the scientific miracles of the Quran. And that is, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَهُمَا. That the heavens and the earth were all together in one piece, and then Allah tore them asunder, which is precisely what modern science believes now, that all this was one mass, and there was that explosion where the fragments scattered to form the various galaxies and the stars of the universe. And it must have been quite amazing. It must have missed the knowledge of the Arabs at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because for the heavens and the earth to be one mass and then to explode into several masses forming the heavens and the earth is very recent knowledge, and another proof yet that this Quran could not have been written by Muhammad. And the other verse is, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. At the time, it was not known that water is a basic and essential and a dominant ingredient in everything alive. It was not known at the time, and the fact that it came in the Quran 1400 years ago, before this was ever entertained by the human race, is yet another scientific miracle of the Quran. And the Quran in the surah reminds people of the ayahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his creation, and yet they are oblivious. Although every day that passes on them, every step they walk, every breath they breathe, is getting them closer and closer to their judgment. And the surah says, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. The day of judgment is coming nearer and nearer, and yet people are oblivious, and they are just playing without heeding the oncoming event of the day of judgment. And this is the judgment that cannot be escaped. Everybody will go before it, because كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul would endure and face the taste of death. ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة. During this life, you will be given plenty. Allah will bestow on you from His blessings. And also Allah will expose you to calamities and adversities, and this is the real test of us in this world. To be given and be thankful and use what you are given in the cause of Allah, or to be tested but you are being patient and never try to say to Allah, what did you do that to me, or why bad things happen to good people? This is the test we are in. But the mu'min, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, عَجِبْتُ لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. The Prophet says, I am amazed for the affairs of the mu'min. If he gets something good, he is thankful and this is good for him. If he is tested with something painful, he is patient and this is good for him. And then there is the verse that poses a paradox. When Allah addresses the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have sent you for none else but mercy to the worlds. And we discussed on a previous evening that how come that a prophet who was non-lettered, who knew only one language, and is required by Allah to be the mercy to all mankind on all corners, all the worlds by the plural. And we pondered on this in response to Allah ordering us to ponder on the Quran and the bridge between an illiterate prophet and being a mercy to all the worlds, giving them the message, must be those followers of him who know other languages and take after him and go to other peoples to give them Islam. Then Surah Al-Hajj, the second surah, begins with the very horrifying scenes of the hereafter. Ya ayyuha an-nasu ittaqu rabbakum, heed Allah, fear Allah, and be aware that the quake of the hereafter is something awful beyond comprehension. Inna zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim, the day you see it, that day of judgment, tadhhalu kullu murdi'atin 'amma ardat, every mother who is suckling a baby will forget all about that baby she is suckling. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا, every woman with a child will just abort that child out of fear and out of the awe of the day of judgment. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَ وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَ, you look at the people, you think they are drunk, they are under alcohol, but they are not drunk. It is just the awe of the day of judgment. And when they see the torture that awaits the kafir, and they just lose their mind and wisdom and look as if they were drunk. Then the surah discusses with the people who doubt the occurrence of the resurrection and the hereafter, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable to restructure us, to call us again long after we have died, and long after our bodies have become just dust, buried in the dust. And Allah gives an example here. إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّنَ الْبَعْثِ, and Allah explains the steps by which a human being is formed. فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِّنْ تُرَابٍ, Allah says, we have created you from dust. ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَ, this dust will take its course until it becomes ejaculated semen, and this will pursue its course. ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَ, the semen and the female element unite to be a nutfa, and then alaqa is something that can attach itself to a surface, like sometimes the leech worms that can attach themselves to the surface of the skin. And this happens exactly to the fertilized egg. It goes to the uterus, it attaches itself by burrowing its way into the wall of the uterus to be attached there. It clings to it, and this is the alaqa. ثم من مضغة مخلقة وغير مخلقة. After this, the alaqa, by clinging to the wall of the womb of the mother, it can burrow its way into it. And then the cells inside will multiply in order to form a mass of cells. Something like the morsel of flesh we are eating. مخلقة وغير مخلقة. At the beginning, it is amorphous. It doesn't have a particular shape. And then when it grows a little bit, and we can look and see it segmented into various segments in order for embryogenesis, that is the organ formation. ثم نخرجكم طفلا. And after that, the little fetus embryo takes its journey of growth inside its mother and is delivered as a baby. ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم. You take your course in life until you grow and become a mature person. Some of you will not reach that stage and they die early. Some of you will go beyond that stage and go into senility, very old age, where they almost forget what they know and cannot know more than what they already did. This process, which the people at the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, this embryological formation of the fetus inside its mother was not known to the people then, but Allah brings forward another example which was also not known at the time of the Prophet. They knew that when water falls on earth, then plantations will erupt. But they didn't know how. Now we know that there are little seeds that are in the earth. We cannot see them. Certainly the Arabs could not see them. And all they noticed was the jump between water and the plant. Now we can explain it. We know that there is a mechanism through which the little seed that can be very tiny and very small will absorb water, will start a biological process by which it erupts above the surface and becomes a plant or a tree. This we know now, they didn't know then. Also, the formation of a human being from dust, they didn't know then and we know now. But in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be able to reclaim us from the dust as he was able to reclaim the seeds by pouring water on them. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his formula that we don't know yet, even in this status of science, by which the earth would give again the human beings that were buried into it from the beginning of time. We don't know yet. Maybe we know in the future. Certainly there are certain imaginary things, maybe our DNA, which goes into the earth after we are deteriorated and become earth. Our DNA might stay. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a mechanism for it to grow and replicate until we are made again. Then there is an interesting verse. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Don't you see that to Allah prostrate or bow or they obey him all that is in the heavens and in earth, والشمس and the sun, والقمر and the moon, والنجوم and the stars, والجبال and the mountains, والشجر and the trees, والدواب and the beasts, وكثير من الناس. And many people, he didn't say all people. All those categories of creatures categorically are stated that they are prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? By obeying his laws that he set for them. Every creature obeys certain laws. We human beings are unique in that we were given a measure of freedom, so that Allah gave us the freedom to obey him or disobey him. You cannot apply this to the animals or to the sun or to the moon or to the trees. They obey their laws. But when it comes to the human beings, because of that freedom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, although all these creatures obey Allah and prostrate to him, he says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. He didn't say all people, he says many people, just many people, because he knows that the human being is autonomous and that some people will insist in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the surah mentions the Hajj, that is showing Ibrahim the site of the house to be built and giving him the key steps of the manasik, the ritual of Hajj. And then something new in the life of Muslims was brought forward in this surah, and that is for the first time they were given permission to fight back. أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. For 13 years in Mecca, the Muslims have been persecuted, but they never fought back. They never returned it. They had no order yet. And when the Hijra came, and still the Muslims in Mecca were persecuted, and the main bulk of the Muslims went to Medina, then after 13 years came the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those who have been fought against. That is, our war is a defensive war. I have to be fought against in order to fight back. And this explains the defensive nature of the war in Islam. And Allah, and they were expelled from their homes for no fault, but they said, our Lord is Allah. And Allah would give them the victory. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌ عَزِيزٌ. Allah will give support to those whom he wills, and he gives the description of those who deserve his victory. الَّذِينَ إِنْ مَكَّنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Those whom, when we give them authority and give them victory, أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And that is the duty of the victorious, the duty of the powerful, is to establish the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to enjoin good and forbid evil. Now you analyze what the powerful countries do, and you find that this is not the theme they are following. And then the surah challenges the human being in a very simple way. Those who think that they are able to do everything and they know everything and we have the science, we can do anything. And the challenge here is very simple. Can you create a fly? And they cannot create a fly. And if a fly takes a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit of their food, they cannot reclaim it back. ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. How weak they are if they cannot create even a fly and they cannot reclaim something a fly has taken from them. And then Allah enjoins us to do the jihad in his cause and to feel and be aware that we are the nation that carries the torch of his religion, and connects us straight away to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, that Islam was the creed of Ibrahim. هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل. It was Ibrahim who named you the Muslims long before Muhammad. And you remember that Ibrahim and Ismail asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make out of their progeny a nation that would be Muslim to him. And the assignment given that nation, وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس. Our function, we Muslims in this world, that we heed, our Prophet will be witness over us, how we behave. And we will be witness over the other nations, how they behave. It is a great responsibility. I wish the Muslims were quite aware of it. Inshallah, by and by, we will occupy our suitable position in this world as the nation sent by Allah to be the best nation presented to mankind. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد.